Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
To speak for long this morning because we need to pray. How to prepare for whatever the Lord is asking you to do. Whether it's to preach or whether you're being sent out in mission, whether you spend a day in the office, whatever you're doing. There are four things you need to do when you pray. First of all, remember that Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Now, everything that Jesus did was for the glory of the Father. So everything that God wants us to be doing today will be for the glory of Jesus and therefore of the Father. So the first thing we do when we prepare, when we pray in readiness for whatever we have to do, is to praise the Lord. Now, that might seem obvious, and we've just begun to do that. But when you praise God, you're not concerned about what you're going to do for the rest of the day. You're simply concerned about Him. You are praising Him for who He is. You are giving Him the glory that is due to your name. Very important that you put completely to one side what you have got to do that day. The more you glorify God, the more you actually focus on meeting with Him, the more effective the rest of the day will be. So your whole focus for the first few minutes is to be on Him. Really, probably as much as half the time you have to pray available. If it's an hour, half an hour in praise. If it's 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in praise. Because the more you focus on Him, the more effective you're going to be in whatever God is asking you to do. The second thing you do is to give yourself to the Lord. To give yourself afresh to Him. You are completely available to Him. Even if you're spending just a day in the office, you give yourself to Him. Not just for what you're going to do in the office, but you give yourself to Him. You are His. You are yielding yourself afresh to Him so that He can do with you whatever He chooses to do. The third thing you need to do is to listen. Now, those of you who've been to camp, on the last night, we have the children's groups come in, and usually there's some testimony of what these young children have been doing. And even the power packers that are, what, about 7, 9, something like that, that age group, aren't they? They have been all over the site in response to what God has told them. Go and find somebody with a green jumper and ginger hair and pray for that person because I'm going to heal them. Specific instructions like that. And they go out and they find these people and they pray for them and they get healed. Because the whole initiative is with the Holy Spirit. So those of you that are going out in mission, listen. What is the Spirit saying He will do today? Even when we're here working in the offices, what is the Lord saying? Now, very often you'll get something very specific, like I've just explained, the kids have at camp. But I mean, if God can do that to 7-year-olds, He can do that to you, Bible school students. You are therefore looking out for what He says. But even if you don't have anything as specific as that. You need to be like Jesus. He was available because of the way in which he gave himself to the Father. Because, you see, our ministry is always to God. You're not going out to minister to people. You're going out to minister to God. And if you go out to minister to God, then he will minister to people through you. That's the principle. You're not going out to serve people. You're going out to serve the Lord. And as you serve the Lord, so he will, by the power of his Spirit working through you, enable you to serve the people. So even if there isn't any specific word of knowledge or instruction that God is giving you, you are readily available for whatever. Whatever arises, whatever happens, because you are not alone, as your focus has been on him, he is with you. The Spirit is with you. The Spirit is wanting to glorify the Father through you today. And actually, there's probably angels with you as well. But you don't have to get caught up too much with the angels. But when you need an angel, there will be an angel. Because these are the spirits that are sent to minister to God's people, to support them, encourage them, and enable them to fulfill whatever God is asking of them. And Jesus sent people out, his disciples out, two by two. So you're never alone anyway. But you're not just there to prop one another up. You're there because the two of you agree in faith, and whatever any two agree will be done by the Father in heaven. So you praise, and you give yourself, and you listen, and then you can pray for what you have to do. Because you've got some revelation from the Holy Spirit, so you pray into being what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. When the initiative is with God, you're on a sure and certain winner. You know that whatever God reveals to you that he wants to do, he will do. So that's a great encouragement to you, because you know that it's going to work out because he has taken the initiative right from the start. Now, you see, this is very different from just coming into a prayer meeting and getting so concerned about what you've got to do. The whole emphasis is on the Lord. The whole emphasis is on just giving yourself to him, listening to what he's saying, and then agreeing with that revelation of the Spirit as to how he is going, or what he is wanting to do through you, how he wants to use you that time. And this, of course, gives you a much greater confidence. Sometimes you may hear the Lord saying things that you think would be completely impossible. And that's very likely to be the Holy Spirit, because he is able to do far more abundantly than all you could ask or imagine, according to that power that is already at work within you. So, you know, don't dismiss something because you think, well, that's far too great for me even to consider. No, God is going to do great things through you. Sometimes we don't even understand what it is he has done, or we don't always immediately see the fruit of what he's done. But you are, if you've yielded yourself to him, you have placed yourself in his hand. And he can put you in the situation where he wants you to be, can cause the people that he wants you to speak to witness to, or whatever, to serve in whatever way. And the great thing is the promise that God gives you, that we are the work of his hands, it says in Isaiah, for the display of his splendor, God may be glorified through us. Now, what does he say of those who are in his hands, who are living for the display of his splendor? What does he say about them? Simply this: the least of you will become 1,000. The smallest, a mighty nation. You see, this is the kind of faith God wants to inspire in you. That during the rest of your life, 1,000 people will come into the kingdom because of you, the least of you. Several thousands for some of you. But even the least of you, at least 1,000, will come into the kingdom because you are a planting of the Lord. You are someone that he has planted and he is raising up. Now, that doesn't mean you'll see 1,000 come to the Lord today, but you will have an influence in some way on 1,000. Even the smallest will become a mighty nation. All this, you see, just demonstrates that it's not you, it's him. And it's what he can accomplish through you. Probably sitting here seems ridiculous to even say things like this. I think back to when I was at college. If somebody had said that to me, I probably would have had that reaction. But now I can see that many thousands have been impacted, not by me, but by the Spirit of God and what he has been able to do through someone who has simply given their life to him to be available to him. That's the point. That when we are yielded to him, given to him, available to him, there is no limit to what God can do through us. So, today is one of those many days where God will work through us. Even if you're in the office, not going out ministering to people, you need to believe that what you're doing is going to impact many other lives, because what you're doing today, even in the office, is not shuffling bits of paper or mucking about on a computer, but you are actually ministering to the Lord, giving yourself to him for him to work through you today in the way that he wants. One of the secrets of knowing the will of God and of doing the will of God is simply this: God will never ask too much of you. And all he requires is that you do what he asks, nothing more, nothing less. That's what glorifies him. That you do with all your heart that which he places before you, faith working through love. Nothing more, nothing less. He knows you. He knows the anointing he's placed upon your life. He knows what he has made possible to happen through you by the power of his Spirit. So all you have to do is to learn to trust him. And sometimes, you know, God does put us in situations where in the natural we are afraid, fearful of doing things because God is taking us out of our comfort zones. But the good thing about that is it teaches us to trust the Lord and to know, okay, this is outside my comfort zone, but it's not about me, it's about him. And it's about glorifying Him and honoring Him and serving Him, ministering to Him, knowing with confidence that then He will minister through me to other people. So you see, as your focus is on Him, not on yourself and not what you've got to do, but as you keep your focus on Him, so He is able to make you His mouthpiece. He is able to make you His hands. He is able to make you an instrument, a channel of His power, of His healing, or whatever is necessary and right to other people. And the great thing is that by the end of the day, you can say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you have done through me today." Even if you're not conscious of what exactly that is. But you have known, well, I made myself available to you, Lord. I believe that you would speak through me, work through me, serve through me, do whatever. So I thank you that whatever you have done by your Spirit today is going to bear fruit for your glory in the lives of other people. So let's all stand and come into the middle, and I'm just going to take you through these four things to praise, which shouldn't be difficult for you. To give, to yield yourself afresh to the Lord, to listen, and then to pray into being what He is saying He will do. Hallelujah. So let's just praise Him now. We praise you, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We're not here for ourselves, Lord. We're here for you. We belong to you. Give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Sararabakoro sotori santo. Vazarabari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandum. Poparra sarabari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sutaba. Vazarabari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandum. O pazarabari alero bakala sitaba. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sutaba. O papari alero bakala sitri sandum. Wonderful, mighty God. Pura la basarabari a letter bakala sitri sandari a letter bakala sutaba. Bosarabari a letter bakala sitri sandari a letter bakala sutri santo. Opasarabari a letter bakala sitri santama. Kuparra sarabari a letter bakala sitri santama. Oh, we give you blessing, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We bless your wonderful and your holy name. Papara sarabari alero bakala sitri sanduma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri santuma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala satuma. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. All glory, all honor, all praise, all dominion and power belongs to you. Oh, you are so mighty, you are so glorious. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Para la basarabari alero bakala satu bakala sinuma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Para sarabari alero bakala situ di sa. Thank you, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are as mighty and glorious today as the day you walked on the earth. And we give you all the glory that the one who lives within us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and praise. We bless you, Lord, that with you there is no shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah. Salabatore aleto bakala sitri sandama. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitaba. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandama. O papari alero bakala sitri sandama. O papari alero bakala sitaba.
Oh, Babaria Ledaba. Oh, Lord, I want to see you glorified. I want to see you honored. I want to see you praised today, Lord. Paparia Ledaba Kalasita di Sandama. Oh, Paparia Ledaba Kalasita di Sandama. Oh, Paparia Ledaba Kalasita di Saria Ledaba Kalasuta di Sandama. Oh, Paparia Ledaba Kalasita di Sandaria Ledaba Kalasindama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Por alla basanama, sore alero bacala sitaba, o papare alero bacala sita di sandare elena masundama, o papare alero bacala sita di sandama, o papare alero bacala sita di sandama, o ratapare alero bacala sita di sandare alero bacala sandama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Papara sarabari alero ba. Oh, Lord, I just live for your glory. I live to honor you. I live to praise you. I live to bless you. I just want to see you blessed today. I want to see you honored today. I want to see you glorified today in my life, Lord. So I give myself to you afresh. I yield myself to you, Lord. I am yours. I am your child. I am your son. Oh, Ratapari Eleraba, called of you, chosen of you, and I praise you, Lord. And I just give myself in every way, in spirit, soul, and body. Poor Ratapari Eleraba Kalasidama, Randama. Just use me today for your glory, Lord. Do with me as you choose, as you want, as you desire. Poor Ratapari Eleraba Kalasita di Sandama. Oh, Ratapari Eleraba Kalasidama. Thank you, Lord, that I'm one with you. Thank you that I live in you. Thank you that you live in me. Thank you that I have nothing to fear because you are always with me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Tura tabari aleraba kalasita di sandari aleraba kalasandama. O papari aleraba kalasita barandama. Thank you that you prepared good things for me to walk in today. Tura tabari aleraba kalasita di sandari aleraba kalasita ba. O ratapari aleraba kalasita di sandama. Oh, papari aleraba, and I just give myself to you, Lord, for what you want to do, not what I want to do, but what you want to do in me, what you want to do through me, the ways that you want to use me for your praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Sarabatari aleto bakalasinama. Papari aleto bakalasita di sandari aleto bakalasita di santo. O pasarabari aleto bakalasita di sandama. O papari aleto bakalasita di sandama. So I ask, Lord, that you guide me by your Spirit. You just show me anything, Lord, that I need to be aware of. Any specific thing that you want to do through me. Lord, I'm just available to you. Hallelujah. So just be still and just keep your focus on the Lord and just listen to anything specific. Sometimes God just speaks a word of encouragement. Sometimes he gives a word of knowledge. Something he's going to do or some particular person. That you're to have some kind of impact upon. When you praise the Lord and giving yourself to him, it's so much easier to hear him. Thank you, Jesus. Then just pray over those things that he's saying so that you pray them into being. So just begin to pray, to speak out those prayers. Don't just think, pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're going to maintain the initiative today. That everything you have said shall surely be. We thank you that you're not a man that you would lie, that you never deceive. So thank you for the revelation that you give. Thank you, Lord, that that which you have said shall surely come to pass. And Lord, I'm just ready, available, even for things that I'm not aware of at this time. But thank you that you will give me, supply everything I need when I need it. All the grace, all the wisdom, all the revelation of truth. Thank you, Lord, you will make me your mouthpiece to others today. Thank you that I will be a channel of your grace, of your life and power to others today, whether in simple ways or in mighty ways, all for your glory. Thank you, Jesus, that when I pray for people, things will happen. Your Spirit will go forth and impact the lives of those for whom I pray. Thank you, it's not about me, it's about you, Lord, and seeing the fulfillment of your will. And I give you glory, I give you honor and praise. Sara tabaria leto bakalasita ba. Paparia satabaria leto bakalasita di santoma. Bazatabaria leto bakalasita di sandaria leto bakalasinama. Boparra satabaria leto bakalasita di sandoma. And Lord, if I find myself in situations that I would not have chosen for myself, I thank you that you will be with me. Thank you that you will see me through. Thank you that you will bring me through to the other side. And thank you that I will be able to praise you for your grace and for the enabling of your Spirit. I praise your holy name, Lord. I bless your holy name. I take the shield of faith against any negative things that would be projected towards me. Thank you, Lord, that they're not going to affect or influence me in any way whatsoever, because I recognize that any who reject the gospel or reject me, in fact, are rejecting you. They're not rejecting me. So I give you glory. I give you honor and praise. I bless you, Lord. I thank you that I have the armor of faith, the shield of faith, your protection. And I give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, I have that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And I want to speak your word with love, speak your word with purpose and direction. Thank you, Lord, that you will always give me the words to speak. Praise your holy name. Now just get back to praising and thanking him now. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Paparia sadabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. And Lord, I give you all the glory for what you will do. I'm not going to take any glory to myself, but to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because it's going to be you working through me, you speaking through me, you serving through me, you loving others through me. And so I just give you the glory, I give you the honor, I give you the praise. I bless your holy name. Papara Satabaria Letobakalasita di Sandama. O Papara Latobakalasidama. Such a privilege to be used by you, Lord. Such a privilege to be your child. Such a privilege to know that you are with me always, that you will never leave me, never forsake me. You never leave me to my own devices, but I can trust you and depend upon you at all times, and you will never fail me. Praise your holy name. Come on, let's just lift our voices and our hands and our hearts. Just glorify him, honor him, praise him. Pura taparia lera bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lera bakala sita di sandaria lera bakala sidama. O paparia lera bakala sita di sandama. Bopara sarabaria lera bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lera bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lera bakala sita di sandaria lera bakala sita di sandama. O paparra zarabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. Oh, no, just before we finish, I believe the Lord is saying, I want you to pray, surprise me, Lord. Surprise me by what you do today. Surprise me by the way that you're able to use me today. I'm just ready for you to surprise me. Come on, pray that. Pray that over your life. Surprise me today, Lord. Take me beyond anything that I've known before. Just surprise me by doing something completely new and fresh in my life. Surprise me, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.